Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me on the Light Journal podcast. I'm Jamie Perez. Today, I'll be discussing the question, how is becoming human a form of service? This is the first episode of the Seven Levels of Service series. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the first series on human programming, I encourage you to do so. How do you suppose that becoming human is a form of service? The foundational form of service. Deciding to be born within the body of a human being isn't typically seen as a choice, especially if you believe that the body is the person. If so, then you believe that being human is the natural consequence of two people being intimate, and the child has no say in the matter. But what if the child does have a say, and always has had a say? That's the idea behind this episode. As I discussed in the Human Programming series, there is abundant evidence that souls reincarnate. And by abundant, I'm referring to tens of thousands of accounts, along with the evidence that supports it. Reincarnation is the belief that we are not just our body, but possess an eternal aspect that exists before we're born and after we die. We might call this the consciousness, soul, or spirit. I'd like to take a moment to clarify what I mean when I'm referring to these terms. By soul, I'm referring to a level of consciousness that's limited to one personality. It is a distinctive person. For example, you and I are both souls. But that's not all we are. We are part of a higher level of consciousness that I refer to as spirit or the higher self. As I see it, the higher self is made up of many souls. It collects and assimilates all the knowledge and insights that the souls gain from their individual lives. The spirit or higher self does have a sense of self, but not in the same way as souls do. When I use the term consciousness, it's usually meant generically. It refers to everything that exists at a quantum level. It can refer to souls, spirits, the collective unconscious, or even the activating principle of source itself. Now that I got that cleared up, let's get into the topic of how becoming human is a form of service. Stop for a moment and think. Why would any soul choose to incarnate as a human? At the quantum level, reality isn't limited to space or time. It exists in the state of eternal now and eternal presence. Everything exists all at once. There's no past. There's no future. There's no here and there. It's all just here, now. And it exists solely by intention. You want to go bowling? Your intention creates a bowling alley. You want to ride horses? Your intention creates a horse farm. Everything you could ever want exists with a thought, with an intention. You want to know something? Well, you know it instantly. I have no doubt that at a quantum level, existence would be healing, soothing, wonderful. But at some point, wouldn't restlessness creep in? Wouldn't you start wanting some sort of a challenge? Something that requires you to actually learn by doing? Many of the people who've had near-death experiences state that this was their motivation for coming to Earth. It's hard to grow and become more than what you are when you're unlimited. Growth and expansion benefits from challenges. I have no doubt learning does occur at the quantum level, but it would take a long time. But at denser levels of reality, in places like Earth, the challenges would be more difficult. And so that means the rewards would be greater and faster. Heavier densities like Earth would be challenging because it creates a type of amnesia that blocks awareness of who and what we are. To rediscover who and what we are, the first challenge would be breaking through the amnesia. That's why choosing to enter a denser reality like Earth is a form of service. It's the foundation for service on Earth. When we decide to take the leap and come here, That choice doesn't just affect us. It affects the entire quantum field. What we do impacts everyone else. That's why it's called quantum entanglement. When we grow, the entire quantum field grows. When we expand, the entire quantum reality expands. If you've ever wondered why the universe keeps expanding, well, this might be the answer. From our perspective, incarnating would be a big decision. But from the perspective of an unlimited being, big choices look fun and easy. We might create elaborate plots with huge character transformations caused by this turn and that twist and this traumatic moment and that traumatic event, all to achieve specific learning goals. But to make it work, we need others. So what do? We recruit other souls to play a role in our life plan. We may only need a couple souls, or we may need hundreds or thousands. But when all these characters and situations are in place, that's when our soul enters into the story. We incarnate into the body that we've chosen to carry out the role we want to play. Sometimes we're a supporting character. Our only purpose is to be born and die. Sometimes we're the protagonist, the hero of the story. Other times we're the nemesis or the villain. Things don't always go as we planned, and we might go off script, creating unexpected consequences and life experiences. We might get so caught up in the story that we don't want to leave when it's over, so we hang out after our body dies. Regardless of what happens, we learn. Regardless of what happens, we grow. We evolve. Millions of people have gone through near-death experiences, and many of them talk about having a life review. Churches have given the life review process a really bad rap. It's not about being judged. It's not about being sent to heaven or hell. It's not about punishment. It's not about rewards. It's not even about good or bad, right or wrong. The life review is about you and for you. It's for your growth and learning. When you undergo a life review, you experience your choices and actions from the perspectives of all those that you've encountered during your lifetime. You discover how all your choices made other people feel and how those choices had rippling effects. For some souls, this creates a desire to right a wrong or to be on the receiving end of those past behaviors. We refer to this concept as karma, but keep in mind, karma is self-generated. It's you, the soul, who decides whether or not you will carry karma. No one else makes that decision for you. So if you decide you want to live through the other side of a lot of those choices you made, you'd create another life plan. You would recruit other souls to participate in creating a similar situation so that you can learn from it, and then you would reincarnate. Notice that I never mention spirituality as a prerequisite for service. That's because spirituality and enlightenment aren't necessary for service at this level. It's simply about experience. So whether you take one breath before you die, or you take 120 years worth of breaths, you've served. It doesn't matter if you lived in anger, fear, bitterness, or in joy and sunshine. You've learned something. And more than likely, you've played a role in other people's life plans, thus helping them to learn. Everyone benefits. Coming here to Earth is the service. And so now you know. It doesn't matter what you believe, what you do, how you feel, or what's happened in your life. You've already served a higher purpose. This is the foundation of all levels of service that come afterwards. This is where it starts, but it's not where it ends. There are 6 other levels of service, and each one builds upon the prior one. And in the next episode, I'm going to be discussing how discovering your authentic self is the 2nd level of service. Thanks for listening. I'm Jamie Perez with the Light Journal Podcast. Blessings on your journey.